AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. Republican Kevin McCarthy finally won his election to Speaker of the House on Capitol Hill overnight after a contentious series of votes over several days. CBS's Christina Ruffini with the latest.
Two of McCarthy's loudest Republican critics, Florida's present. Matt Gaetz and Colorado's Lauren Boebert, voted present, both refusing to give McCarthy the one vote he needed to grab the gavel. Frustrations boiled over into a physical altercation, with Alabama Republican Mike Rogers appearing to lunge towards Gaetz as a colleague held him back. Then, with a motion to adjourn on the table, an exchange of words, and a breakthrough, there was another vote.
For the 15th and God willing final time, Kevin McCarthy.
With the four other holdouts changing their votes to present, thereby lowering the number McCarthy needed to win.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says McCarthy gave up too much for the victory.
There's just no question here that he's Speaker in name only. He can be toppled at any time. He's given away most of the powers of the office, and he had to beg and plead for members to come along and vote for him when there was no real alternative.
California's bracing for another round of storms after violent weather this week left at least six people dead and thousands without power. At the Weather Channel, Mike Bettis.
As much as a foot of rain anticipated around the Bay Area and north of there in our wildfire burn scar areas. Also notice 5 to 6 feet of snow expected in the Sierra Nevada. Treacherous travel conditions as well as avalanche danger on the rise.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is awake and was able to speak with his teammates yesterday after his cardiac arrest on the field during Monday Night Football. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell with more.
The Buffalo Bills will honor Hamlin on Sunday wearing number 3 patches on their uniforms. There will also be tribute across the league, including warm-up shirts that say love for Damar 3. Teams, including the Patriots, have highlighted in blue the number 3 on their field.
That promised ceasefire in the Russian war on Ukraine for Orthodox Christmas may not be happening. The BBC's Hugo Bechega.
We're hearing reports that fighting has been happening in some parts of the country. The Russian forces have continued to attack Ukrainian positions despite this ceasefire that had been dismissed by the Ukrainian authorities as cynical propaganda by Moscow.
In Virginia, police say a 6-year-old shot a teacher during an altercation at an elementary school, and it was not accidental. Police say no students were hurt at the school in Newport News, but the teacher suffered a life-threatening gunshot wound. Police say the child was taken into custody. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldsky. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 10 above tonight. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, 29. Temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence for this January 7th. Oh, it tells you how long it's been since I've done this show. January 7th, 2023. It is 11:05 on the clock. Thanks for joining me. I am your host, Seth, for this abbreviated version of Over the Back Fence. I do need to put that out there right up front, everybody. We have at 11:30 a Badger game starting. Badgers are going to be taking on, let's see, who are they playing today? I believe they're taking on Illinois today. Big Ten matchup at 11:30. The game is going to start, pregame starting at that time. So I only have a half hour with you today. So if you want to get your calls in, now is the time to do it. 424-2600 is the number to call. And like I said, we've only got a short amount of time here. I'll get to our mailbag as quickly as we can. And also a few items of events going on in the area here. We'll take those on as quick as we possibly can for today. I've got some more news concerning Over the Back Fence over the next few weeks as well, but let's go ahead and grab that first caller right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have farm eggs for sale, and I'm asking $2.50 a dozen or $3.75 for 18-pack, brown or white. And they can call me at 715-457-6547.
457-6547.
Yes.
All right. Thank you much for the call. Have a great weekend. Some eggs for sale if you're looking to get some farm fresh eggs. 457-6547-6547. The number to call for those eggs. It's as easy as that, everyone. That's all you need to do to get on Over the Back Fence here. In fact, we'll take another caller right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Excuse me. Raspy voice. I have some old cast iron antique toys, and the kids don't play with them anymore, and I want to get rid of them. $25 takes the whole lot. You know, they can call me and I can show them versus trying to do pictures over the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at that. My number is 920-222-1363, and it's for cast iron toys, $25. I think there's four or five different deals, wagons and horses and little figurines.
Okay. The number.
Thanks for your help, bud.
Yep, 920-222-1363.
Very good. Have a wonderful Saturday.
You too. Thank you so much for that. Looks like some cast iron toys for sale if you're interested in taking a look at those. 920 is the area code. 222-1363, the number to call for that. Thanks for those phone calls. Quick update here before we get to the schedule that's coming up for Over the Back Fence. Do want to let everyone know the game that was broadcast live on WIRI 105.5 last night. Lincoln taking on Wausau East. Unfortunately, they fell. Ooh, good game, though. This was the boys' basketball team taking on Wausau East, 69-67. It was a close one. Hard-fought game, but unfortunately, the Red Raiders did come out on the short end of that one. That's an update there. Don't forget, we've got more high school basketball coming on IRI as we go along here. We'll let you know all about that as it continues, including, of course, we've also got Marquette basketball over there and some River Kings hockey coming up very, very soon. Get excited for that. Now, back to Over the Back Fence and our schedule coming up here. Like I said, we're done at 11:30 today because of Badger basketball. Now, the next 2 weeks after this, January 14th, January 21st, we are going to be preempted by more men's basketball. The Badgers on the 14th will be taking on Indiana, and that's going to start at 11 a.m. And then on the 21st, they're taking on Northwestern. That starts at 10 a.m. So, of course, that means both this show will be preempted. The 12 o'clock version of the Polka Show will also be preempted for that. Don't forget, you can always listen to that at 7 a.m. every Saturday. So you're not going to want to miss that. We will be back with Over the Back Fence Live January 28th. I know that's a long time. But we do have contractual obligations with these Badger games, so we will be playing those over the next couple of Saturdays. So tune in, enjoy some great Badger basketball, see how they're going to do in the Big Ten this year. 424-2600 is the number to call, and while I wait for those phone calls, let's go ahead and get into our mailbag here real quick. If you do have stuff for the mailbag coming up after the show today, you can send it in at any time, but just remember the 28th is the next time we will be live on the air with Over the Back Fence. We have for sale men's lacrosse rubber oversized shoes. These are brand new, size 14 medium. They're asking $40 for that. If you're interested, 423-3775, 423-3775, men's lacrosse rubber overshoes, brand new, size 14, medium. We have someone looking for some help, a job opportunity every other weekend from 7 to 11 a.m. This is to help a paralyzed man with his cares. It is in the Kellner area near the Home Depot. They will train you, and they will pay you between $15 and $20 an hour. If you're interested in doing this job, you can contact Barb at 715-721-0890. That's 721-0890 if you're interested in helping this man and getting paid for it at the same time. And finally, we have for sale a steel 251 chainsaw. It's in good condition, looking for $240 for that. $240 for a steel 251 chainsaw in good condition. 715-341-0158 for that chainsaw. 341-0158. That's going to wrap up the mailbag for today, everyone. If you want to add something to it, there's a lot of ways you can do it. You can come here to our offices, 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're on the roundabout there. You can't miss us. Come on in between our normal office hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Give that to Pam, and she will gladly get those ready for the next Over the Back Fence. You can also email otbf at wfhr.com. Get it to us that way. We do ask you to limit it to 3 items. And make sure your contact information is on that email so people know who to call to get your item. All right, let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I have a 2x8-horse Tecumseh snowblower motors for sale. I'm asking 70 apiece for best offer.
Okay.
715-387-3183. Okay, have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you so much for the call. A couple of snowblower engines there. If you're interested, 387-3183. Woo! Oh, man, you can tell I haven't done this in a while. It's just, I got to get my voice limbered up here. My lips working a little bit better. Before we get into the events, I do want to point out that going on right now, the Winter Farmers Market is happening at the Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids. That's at 310 First Avenue South. It's in the basement. Go check it out. I was there just a little bit earlier. They've got a very wide variety of vendors there, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people were there, too. That's very cool. If you want to check it out and see what's going on, of course, they're always looking for new vendors for that as well, because they have lots of space down there. So if it's something you're interested in doing, you can, of course, get a hold of the organizers for that. I believe the Visitors Bureau is one of the people that organizes that. So just go there and you can talk to the manager and they can let you know how to sign up. All right, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have a rod and reel for ice fishing. I like $15 for it. My phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Got a rod and reel there for sale for ice fishing. Interested? 991-0242. The number to call. Let's touch on some blood drives coming up. We do want to continue to let people know about these. This is with the Red Cross throughout every month, of course. They're always in need of blood donors. We have some coming up in Plover, Rapids, and Marshfield throughout the month of January. This one is coming up on the 12th. That's coming up this coming week. That is Thursday in Plover, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Woodlands Church, 190 Hoover Avenue in Plover. on Friday the 13th. Also coming up this week, Friday the 13th, it's good luck day for if you're giving blood, of course. Every day is a good day. Lincoln High School from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking further ahead, we've got Marshfield on the 23rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. That's at 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. And, of course, Stevens Point Blood Donation Center is open several times during the week, 3201 C Main Street. They, of course, will be open this coming week on Monday and on Tuesday, 12 to 6:15, Tuesday, 12 to 4:30. And then, again on the 13th, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. They're always open quite a lot, so if you are in that area, you can go at those times and give some blood. Before we move on to more stuff happening this week here, let's go ahead and take our break right now. We'll be coming back here in just a few minutes. I got about 15 minutes more of the show, everybody. Coming up at 11:30, Badger basketball starting up. So get your calls in now, 424-2600 here on Over the Back Fence. You are listening to WFHR, locally grown radio.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Rishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Cover in Wisconsin.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 10 above tonight. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, 29. Temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 30s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Get to have fun with my own bumpers. That's what I love about this show. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Before we continue here, I did get a note about the winter market. And thank you so much for our great listeners out there letting me know the right information for this. The Visitors Bureau no longer has anything to do with the farmers market. If you would like to contact someone about being a vendor, please contact Mike Barnes at 697. I don't have enough numbers there, actually. So that phone number, I'll get the right phone number there, but you can email wrwintermarket@gmail.com. That's wrwintermarket@gmail.com. And we'll get an updated phone number for that for when we go along here too as well. But if you are interested, you can always go there. They're open till 1 today at the Moravian Church. So thank you. Thank you for that information. I appreciate it. Best listeners in radio. All right, let's continue on here with our events happening in the area. There's a lot of stuff going on, of course, every week at the Lowell Center at 220 3rd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. And this week, they've got a regular schedule of items here. We're not going to go into all of that right now, but they do have a couple of special for this week that we do want to highlight, including on Tuesday at 9:30, Coffee with the Mayor will be happening at the Lowell Center. So if you want to get to chat with the mayor, talk about things that are in the city that are interest you or concerns or whatever, talk to the mayor on at 9:30 on a Tuesday. And then at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, they've got a Bunko social hour, 1 o'clock Bunko, if you're interested in playing that game and having some social time. That is on Wednesday. If you have any questions about the Lowell Center, call 715-421-1051. That's 421-1051. And they can answer your questions about all of the regular activities they have there or some of the special things going on. So check that out as well. Let me just double check here that I got another piece of information. That number, that phone number for the winter market, if you're interested in being a vendor, 715-697-9762. 697-9762 if you're interested in showing your wares at the winter market. Thanks once again to the listener for that information. The city of Wisconsin Rapids offers a lot of great activities all throughout the winter, and they have just got a new schedule out. If you're interested in going to the website, because they got a lot more information than I'm able to impart to you here right now, go to parks@wirapids.org, and they'll give you a list of all the great activities they've got going on. Here's just a sampling. We've got some basketball happening, a couple of classes there for ages between 5 and 9. Starting in January, we got gymnastics for the ages 2 to 8 happening all throughout January, going into the early part of spring there as well. We've got some art classes coming up. We've got charcoal expressions drawings. That's at the end of January. We've got some more rock painting. That's for ages 6 and up. That's at the Lowell Center Art Room. Also, more sports. They've got volleyball basics for kids at Washington School Gym. That's going to start in February. We've got some body weight boot camps happening throughout January and February on Tuesdays and Thursdays all throughout the month. Let's see, what else we got here? We've got some pickleball co-ed leader leagues. We've got some safe sitter babysitting classes. That's important for if you're interested in becoming a babysitter. Some self-defense classes, ages 10 and up. We've got some T-ball registration happening. That's going to start in March, and then some other things happening later on in the year. We have such a great parks department here in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's keep it going. It's a lot of great fun activities happening in classes. Man, it's great. So check it out. It is parks@wirapids.org if you want to get a more complete and more thorough list of all the things that they're offering this winter. Go there. I would suggest you do that. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have things for free here. I got 25 total gun digests. They were put out annually, I believe, and I got 1964 through the years 2006, so these are older. They're all free. There's 25 total, and my phone number is 423-4822.
423-4822.
Yep, that's 715.
All right, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Have a great weekend. We got some free old Gun Digest magazines to give away. 423-4822 is the number to call if you're interested in that. We got coming up this week some interesting and very timely topics going on here. Aspirus has let us know that there's a women's cancer support group sharing meeting. This is exclusively for women who are battling or surviving cancer. They're asking no support persons or guests on this one. This is just for women who are battling cancer currently or have survived cancer. It's happening Monday, January 9th. 5:15 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. This is at the Aspirus Riverview Hospital, lower level conference center, rooms B and C. That's at 410 Dewey Street in Rapids. Attendees will have the opportunity to share with and to support one another. As a sharing meeting, there will not be a guest speaker or a presentation. This is just to talk about what you are going through. It is free. There is no registration needed. And this is a monthly meeting. It meets the second Monday of, bi-monthly meeting. Let's make sure that's correct. Meets the second Monday of January, March, May, July, September, and November. So keep that in mind, everyone. This is something if you are in the midst of getting cancer treatments or if you survived it, this is a sharing meeting where you can talk with other people going through the same things you have gone through or are going through right now. More information, 715-421-7442. That's happening on Monday. Also happening on Monday, our good friends over at the Chamber have another off-the-clock event. And this one is happening at the Elks Lodge. Yes, our good friends over at the Elks Lodge, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. There'll be hors d'oeuvres provided by Two Hearts Catering. There'll be raffle prizes. It is open to the public and free to attend. 4 to 6 is when it's happening. That is on Monday. Very cool. It's another off-the-clock event from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber. If you have any questions, call the Chamber, 715-422-4856, 4856. Also, and then moving to Tuesday, this is when the Men's Cancer Support Meeting is happening. This is for men battling or surviving cancer, just like the one for the women. This is on Tuesday from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. Same place, Spirus Riverview Hospital, lower level conference center, rooms B and C. This is an opportunity to share, just like the women. This is for men. It's free, no registration required. And again, the same months will be taking place for this, January, March, May, July, September, November. We will be keeping you up to date on this, of course, as it comes around again on those months. We will let people know. Again, any more questions, 715-421-7442. Moving on here to the rest of the week, of course, we have every Wednesday at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. We just talked about them. They got bingo on Wednesday, like they do every week. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go check it out. Have some fun. Support the Elks. We love them there. We love to talk about them, so keep that one going on. Looking ahead to Thursday, don't forget that the neighborhood table will be is up and operating once again. And if you are interested in attending that, they are now in person at their new building, 2321 West Grand Avenue. It starts at 4:30, goes to 6 p.m. Everyone is invited to that meal. If you're interested in attending, it's now in place. This is also, of course, where Sweps is. This is where Focus has their headquarters. If you haven't checked out the new building, it's great. They got a lot of great stuff going on there. Of course, you can also find out about volunteer opportunities for the neighborhood table and for Focus. For Sweps, anything that they do there, you can help out, and it is greatly appreciated. All right, moving on here. We just got a couple of minutes left of the show. We have Badger basketball coming up here at 11:30, so you're not going to want to miss that. I got a couple more things I do want to touch on real quick before we wrap up the show here. This is going to be happening coming up on the 28th, and of course, that is the next time we will be live on Over the Back Fence, not until January 28th. On the 14th, we've got basketball Indiana. We'll be taking on the Badgers, and that's at 11 a.m. And then January 21st, Northwestern and the Badgers will be playing. That starts at 10 a.m. Both of those days preempted because of Badger basketball. We'll be back on the air on the 28th. And because of that, I do want to mention these two items that happen on the 28th. One on the 31st, I'm sorry. One on the 28th, one on the 31st. These two events by the 4-H here in Wood County. We love to talk about them. We have got a 4-H Foodie, their next pop-up event company coming on the 28th for the Chinese New Year. That's right. It's from 2 to 3:30, $10 to participate. This is at the First Presbyterian Church, 200 South Lincoln Avenue in Marshfield. They're asking that you register by the 26th. And that's for the UW Extension Wood County 4-H website. It's got an interesting website address. I'll give it to you right now. This is to sign up by the 26th, bit.ly/foodie2023. That's where you go to sign up for this Chinese New Year foodie event. This is for youth third grade and up. The special guests, Melissa and William Darr, will be joining you for talking about Chinese New Year. Sounds like a lot of fun and delicious, of course. And then on the 31st of January, we've got a 4-H Rocks at Let's Create from 6 to 7. There's an $8 participation fee on that. 1367 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them to paint rocks. You can hide all around town so people can find them. Register by the 26th, same day. bit.ly/4hrocks23. This is for youth in kindergarten and up. A couple of fun events happening with our friends over at the 4-H. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We got to get out of here. We got some basketball coming up. So enjoy the basketball game coming up with the Badgers, everybody. Once again, we will be back live on Over the Back Fence not till January 28th. So keep that in mind. Get your stuff gathered. I hope it's a really big show that day. So we're going to have a little quick piece of music to go out here on, because I don't have anything more to say. And I'm not going to take any more calls. So, you know, that's what it is for Over the Back Fence. No, we'll go ahead and we'll get off going on right on time here. Thanks, everyone, for listening once more. We'll see you again through the weeks. Keep listening to WFHR. We are indeed locally grown radio. Shoot.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Nice, cold, blooded, Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Frank Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. We welcome you to our shoot around as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to square off with the Illinois Fighting Illini. The Badgers 3-0 in league play. Trying to go to 4-0 for the first time in 10 years. The 2012-2013 season, Bo Ryan's Badgers started 4-0. Illinois, on the other hand, is scuffling 0-3 in Big Ten play, 9-5 overall, coming off a loss Wednesday night against Northwestern up in Evanston. The Badgers will be shorthanded. They were shorthanded for most of the game on Tuesday against Minnesota when Tyler Wall went down with an injury fairly early in that game. He is on the trip, but he is not available here this afternoon. Carter Gilmore getting set to make his first career start for the Wisconsin Badgers. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We will hear from the Badgers head coach. We'll check in with Patrick Herb on today's Badger Notebook. We'll also check in with Chris Hodges, Badgers redshirt freshman, looking to continue his development. He hasn't played basketball in a couple of years. Remember, he withdrew in the COVID year, his senior year in high school, a redshirt last year. He's been in a half dozen games so far this season, but someone who they believe is a very promising member of that Wisconsin front line. And I promise you, up next is Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Wisconsin basketball on the road this afternoon, taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Joined, as always, by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I suppose one of the questions that I've been getting, I imagine you are too, like, what's the bigger surprise? That Wisconsin's 3-0 in the league, or Illinois is 0-3? I'm going with the latter. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, especially, I mean, you never know how, when you remake your roster with freshmen and transfers, how it's going to mesh. But the early results, you know, with victories over Texas and UCLA, told you it was meshing well. And then they get in league play, and I watched them the other night against Northwestern, and they just, at times, looked like a bad basketball team, and that to me is stunning.
Yeah, they're playing poorly, but they have a lot of talent. You wonder, you know, the combination, there are transfers, to be sure, a lot of young players as well. Really, I have to remind myself, they only bring back a couple of guys, you know, R.J. Melendez and Coleman Hawkins, and they were not, you know, go-to players, so maybe it's just that, you know, just trying to find the one or two guys who could bring everybody together when things are going sideways.
You know what? And you've got younger guards, too. And, you know, there are going to be nights in this league or in most good leagues across the country where younger guards are going to, you know, are going to struggle a little bit. So, and if you watched and listened to Brad Underwood, he does not have the look of a coach who is having a good time. Mm-hmm. He's really struggling to find out ways to make this team play better.
And they do have time to get it fixed in this 20-game Big Ten season, that's for sure. As for the Badgers, they continue to find ways, and as Greg Gard says, sometimes they make it a little more difficult than need be. But to be able to win a game without their best all-around player, and they're going to have to try to do it again today without Tyler Wall, you know, Minnesota was able to take advantage, maybe particularly on the offensive glass the other night. But you know, to be able to just figure it out and find another way again speaks volumes for this team.
Yeah, and they did that last year, obviously, you know, in all the close games they had. But Tyler Wall's absence is interesting because, you know, they're going to miss him scoring, rebounding, defense. You saw last year in the first Michigan State game the effect he had when he wasn't in that one. They could not defend Michigan State, and they got killed on the glass. I'm really curious to see with Gilmore and guys like Ilver, can they rebound better? You don't need a lot of points out of them probably, but rebound and defend, and if other guys can give you some points, then you'll have a chance.
And you see the overall value of a Chucky Hepburn, too. We see what he has done with the three-point shot over these last several games, but he has five steals, and he knew that if you're going to take a chance, you can take it in the moment that he did at the end of the game on Tuesday night. Up three, you try to get the steal. If you don't, go ahead and commit the foul, and he ends up getting the steal. That's just a heady play by a very heady player.
Well, you know, he said after the game that guard was calling for the foul, wasn't going for the steal. But and we talked to Chucky after, and he said he just measured him up. He knew he got a little loose with the ball in certain situations. And if you look, that ball was outside the guy's right hip a great distance. There was a lot of air there, and that's where Hepburn did that. He's got a knack for that.
General question here. We touched on it with Illinois, but we're looking, you know, at the league standings right now, and the Badgers and Michigan are the only teams that haven't lost yet. Both are 3-0. Purdue's 3-1. They've shot it stunningly poorly, although they made the shot when they had to the other night against Ohio State. If you had any, it's so early, and things are going to continue to change, but outside of Illinois, are there other teams that are either better than you expected or haven't lived up to the expectations so far?
I would say Northwestern surprised me by playing well against Illinois and coming back from a small deficit in the second half, because we've seen, you know, at times under Chris Collins where they have a good non-conference run and then they get in league play and they get hammered. Now, they're in the middle of a tough stretch right now, so winning that one was important. I thought Nebraska was better, you know, based on early results. Now they're losing. Indiana, to me, is a team that's going to be in trouble because they've got some injury issues. They were picked to win the league beforehand, and we said that they need to get off to a good start because their back-end schedule is brutal. And if they're not in good shape going into the back-end, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, Race Thompson getting injured the other night. They have not had Xavier Johnson for a while. By the way, that was a rather volatile game the other night in Iowa City.
The McCaffrey family did itself proud in that game, both father and son. That was a good show.
Well, it kind of was. Coming back from 21 down to win the game in a must-have.
Well, you're talking about what they did on the court.
On the court. The other stuff, like, yeah, whatever. Same, different day.
Mike Woodson had a problem with it.
He apparently did. Yeah, and he spoke up about it using the same word multiple times in his post-game. So looking forward to that rematch, which I think maybe only a couple of weeks away.
Right? It's coming, and I'm sure Indiana fans are already plotting.
Yeah, Big Ten basketball, never dull. Appreciate it, sir.
All right, Matt, thanks.
All right, Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
Continuing with our Fetch Rewards pregame show as the Badgers get ready to face the Illinois Fighting Illini down here in Champaign. Time for today's Badger Spotlight. And today we visit with Chris Hodges, the Badgers 6'9 redshirt freshman forward out of Schaumburg, Illinois. Hodges has appeared in six games so far this season. Of course, as a redshirt, he did not appear in a game last year, and he opted out because of the pandemic. So he did not play as a senior in high school. As a junior, Hodges was really good, earning second-team All-State recognition. He was his conference's Player of the Year, and someone the Badgers really believe, as he continues to grow, will help this Wisconsin front line and obviously help this team moving forward this season and beyond. We had a chance to visit with him before the Minnesota game and got caught up on how things are going as he is seeing playing time for the first time in a while.
I mean, it's always good to get out there, you know, just taking the opportunities whatever I get. Just being engaged, you know, throughout the game, and when it's time to go in, locked in. So, yeah, but no rust there, just, you know, working hard and just waiting for the opportunity.
It's be the thrill, right, to get back out there again, because it's been a while. I know you went through the practice grind and all of that last year, but just to get out there in a game setting again, it's going to be a thrill.
Yeah, it's definitely a thrill. You know, definitely not taking it for granted. Like you said, it's been a little bit, so just being in front of a crowd again and competing with my teammates and just being out there enjoying the game and loving the game.
I remember going back to, you know, one of the events before the season started, seeing your frame. It seems like it continues to grow. You're getting stronger. Are you feeling like from when you stepped on campus here to where you are now that you've become a little bit stronger?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Snides is a great strength coach and a great guy. He exactly knows what he's doing, and everything's down to a T. So he's a big component of me getting stronger and more physical, and still working on it, still working with him.
Yeah, there's always that line too, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Just watching these practices, the competition is fierce. I mean, there could be games where you don't get in. There could be games where you get in and play significant minutes. So that's something you guys all keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, just staying ready, staying prepared, watching film, going to art and practice, asking the right questions. It's all in.
This was a little different in that you guys had 15 days between games before you played, you know, last week against Western Michigan. In some ways, was that maybe okay, though, given the fact that you guys were practicing over the summer, you went overseas? Like, all right, if it means another day or two away just to regroup, recharge, is there something to that?
You know, it's always good to have your body recover whenever you can and taking the most advantage of it. If it's, you know, recovering or taking time to break down some offense and you know, and practices, more skill development or more on technique. So we definitely had more time for that. And now it's time to get rolling again.
Something about Big Ten basketball too. I know it's a cliche question, but I mean, you guys have already played two conference games, of course, but just something about that. That's why you're at a place like Wisconsin to be in these environments, you know, not just the home environment, but what it's like on the road. That's the kind of stuff you embrace.
Yeah, you know, that's something you dream of as a kid, you know, growing up watching the Big Ten on the TV. Again, it's always exciting competing, especially in the Big Ten. One of the reasons why I committed here, the excitement that goes into it, the atmospheres on the road, if it's at home, it's always going to be a good game in the Big Ten.
You will get in the middle of it soon enough, but even last year when you're watching it as a redshirt, the physical nature of the league, which you heard all about, you saw it up close, kind of what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what I thought it would be. I mean, that's why I'm working with Snides, and definitely put on some muscle, put on some weight, some physicality, and going to continue to get better at that. And, yeah, you know, it's the physical Big Ten.
Final thought. We switch from basketball to football. I know you are more of a neutral observer. A lot of Packers fans here. You guys had some fun. A lot of you guys had fun with the Packers garb at a recent practice. So fun for you to just kind of sit back and watch the back and forth, you know, Coach Crabb, big Vikings fan, Tyler, and I think I would imagine Steve Crowell too. Kind of fun for you to just sit back and laugh at
them. Yeah, you know, it's just fun to see them talk to each other and, you know, getting after it a little bit, you know, showing love to the team, and, you know, they're sitting back, you know, being neutral and just watching the game.
That is Badgers redshirt freshman forward Chris Hodges, and that is today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. We'll continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show. Up next, the Badger Notebook. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Fetch Wars pregame show continues from Champaign. The Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini this afternoon. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, I've got to say, and I probably speak for many, it's kind of nice to come down here and not see Kofi Coburn. Now, Illinois is a very talented team. I mean, I know the record is what it is. There's a lot of talent. But Kofi Coburn, I think it's safe to say, was a problem. Not just for Wisconsin, but for pretty much everybody in college basketball.
But maybe particularly for Wisconsin. In fact, the ESPN announcers who are calling the game today, Kevin Brown and Robbie Hummel, talked to Coach Gard pregame, and the first thing they said is, you sad that Kofi's not here anymore? The coach just deadpanned, no. And to illustrate that, the splits are dramatic. Wisconsin had won 15 straight games in this series against Illinois prior to Kofi Coburn arriving. 15, that's the longest winning streak anybody's ever had against Illinois. Just dominance. Seven straight wins in this building. Greg Gard won his first seven matchups with Illinois, the first four against Brad Underwood. Then Kofi Coburn came on, and the four times that he was on the team, Illinois won all four. He scored at least 15 in all of the four meetings, averaged 24 points a game, shooting 72%, had about 20 dunks probably in those four games, 10 rebounds a game, had 37 and 12 last time Wisconsin came to this building. Now, I just double-checked pregame, he's playing in the Japanese League, okay? He's not, he had a year of eligibility, but he's not on the roster. So that's one major difference between what this team Illinois unit is and the past three seasons. It's not the only one. There's a few areas where they've modified a little bit how they play, maybe because he's not on the roster. One is pace. Their average possession length during the Kofi Coburn era, they ranked 316th in the country, 112th, and then 258th a year ago. Much slower than this year, where they're 42nd in the country at just 16 seconds per possession. By comparison, Wisconsin ranks 339th in the country on possession length, 19 points or seconds per possession. So they're playing much faster without Kofi. Another one is turnover rate, but on the wrong side. Their turnover rate is around 18%. But it has been under Kofi. It was like the top third in the country. Now it's up to 21%. They're 310th in the NCAA in turnover rate this season. It's about 15 turnovers per game, which is way down in the Big Ten standings. Interestingly, Sky Clark, who was their starting point guard for most of this season and just left the team as of yesterday, he actually had the highest turnover rate on the team at nearly 30%. He had an even assist-to-turnover ratio. So in some ways, he might have been part of the issue on that high turnover rate. On the flip side, they are forcing a lot of turnovers, almost 16 per game, and it's been a big factor in their wins. When they beat UCLA, they forced 15 turnovers, including 5 out of Tiger Campbell, their point guard, who's really good, mature, takes care of the ball, plays a similar game to Chucky Hepburn, I'd say, and they really sped him up and had 5 turnovers. They're averaging 18 forced turnovers in their wins. The last way they're different, they're shooting more three-pointers per game than they have previously, and that could be just an industry trend. We're seeing it in the NBA. We're seeing it in college basketball. The Badgers are playing that way as well, but they're 46% of their shot attempts are coming from outside the arc. Yeah. That's a really high number. In fact, it's 21st in the country. It was much lower in the Kofi Coburn era, as you can imagine, because he was taking a lot of those shots, but they're not exactly making them. So that's maybe potentially a way that Wisconsin can stay in this game is if Illinois is taking a lot of shots, but not making them.
Yeah, they're 27% from three over the last 5 games. As for the Badgers, and this isn't new, but it's becoming, you know, really more and more evident. Certainly it was the case last year, and so far so good this year. They love going on the road.
They do.
They just handle it really, really well.
They do, and it's that's a huge credit to them, because winning on the road in college basketball is maybe as difficult as any sport we have in the United States. And so Wisconsin, dating back to last year, they've won 6 straight road games. That's an incredible streak when you think about it. And these are all high major wins that we're talking about here, including this year, Marquette and Iowa. Over the past 2 seasons, 11-2 in true road games among major conference teams. Only Miami and UCLA have more. So what's the secret? You know, they've been asked a lot, and a lot of it is routine, trying to keep things similar, not getting out of whack the way you prepare or the way you talk about it. And one thing that they've started to introduce over the last few years has been going out to dinner as a team the night before. Often it's in the hotel, but they've been mixing in some to restaurants. And the biggest thing about that is that they make sure everybody puts their phones in a giant bag before the dinner, and no phones allowed at the dinner table. And it's refreshing. It's a throwback to an era when everybody didn't have a computer in their pocket. And so what it breeds is it breeds connection, it breeds communication, it breeds culture building. And last night was another example. They went to Big Grove Tavern, downtown Champaign, had steaks and seafood and salads and a beautiful meal. And the conversation was lively.
You know, there actually was conversation,
yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to go on those outings when we travel on the road. And it's funny, though, because I'm used to having a phone in my hand 98% of my life as well. I'm guilty as anybody. And so you'd find yourself having a conversation, and you want to look up the answer to it, and you can't. And so, you know, we're joking, well, we'll have to go to the library tomorrow and figure out what the answer to that question is. But it's a throwback, but it's just a window into the culture building that this program does, and maybe other programs do it too. But I don't think it's coincidental that Wisconsin is successful on the road when they're doing things like that bring them together.
Yeah, we'll hear from Greg Gard about it a little bit too. It helps that these guys do genuinely get along too.
That's true.
It never hurts. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it as always. That's Patrick Hurd. That is today's Badger Notebook. Before we throw in a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stick around. We'll have more of our Fetch Rewards pregame show coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem.
Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts. The only